This Radio Days Africa podcast is a recording of a live radio show broadcast on the Voice of Wits during Radio Days Africa 2021. Click to radiodaysafrica.co.za for the full 5-show series and other great content.
After 11 is your time. It is the third and final hour of Area Code. Exciting times are Africa. Africa. Just played you, Sihlobo, Sami, Kenzie, and Amifaku right here on VOW FM 88.1. It's Area Code, keeping you company all the way until 12 o'clock. My name is Priti Ngwenya. Alongside with me is Zeke Swala, but wait for it. Wait for it. One more person is joining us. David, how are you doing?
Good morning, South Africa.
Oh my God, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hot song.
Mambo VP.
Nikoposa nomtuangu.
I would like you to explain what did you just say.
it was something about quantum physics, you know, and stuff like that, you know. Mm. But no, the response that I gave was like, I responded to you by saying, hey, what's up, my person, my people. Mm. You know, so it's like Niaje Mtuangu, because Niaje is like Mambo Vipi. You know, uh-huh. it's like mostly like the street slang.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you pass by somewhere in the streets of Nairobi or in Kenya and you tell someone, hey, Niaje Mtuangu, they'll be like, oh yeah, this one's from here.
All right.
This one's from here.
All right.
Even Mambo VP is really good. You guys did your research.
Of course.
Oh, what? Duh. Who are we?
But you guys never congratulated me for saying hot song.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
How can we not give you a round of applause? You did well, though, sir.
Now, speaking of doing well, we're about to get into an icebreaker. We thought we'd start it off with an icebreaker. I believe you are going first, David. So we are picking each other's brains just to check how much information we know from each other's side when it comes to countries and what's happening and the people that have been flying our flag high.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, David?
Am I ready to what, to fail?
No, are you ready to give us information? Because we're ready to give you the answers. Oh my God, I'm so scared.
Great. So I don't know if you can play them from there. I had thrown a few things your way.
All right, no problem. We will play one.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Should we play one now, yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
Part of my name can be found in a bakery. I was there when the sun and moon fought. One of my earliest jobs was at a sweet factory.
Honestly speaking, I feel like this game is so not fake because we made it easy.
Of course you guys made it easy. You guys have like 1,000 people. Like for us, it's like kind of like the same few people. Uh-huh. So if you were to just shout a name, regardless of who it was, like yeah. I could be talking to you about a paper bag and you'd probably mention the first three people that you know and you'd probably be right. So we had to make it a little bit complicated for you guys.
Definitely complicated. you take the crown.
Now, the thing about it is there's subtle hints there.
Okay.
This person first came to the limelight of very many Kenyans with something that has an affiliation with sweets. What are sweets like? What taste does sweets have?
Sugar.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm on the right direction.
You're on the very right direction.
Okay, is it Wangari Muta Matai? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right.
No.
No.
Here's another hint, right?
Okay.
They were there when the sun and the moon fought. What are the sun and the moon?
Sun and the moon?
They're like, what? People say that the sun is a?
It's shining.
Star.
Oh, it's a star.
Mm-hmm. When the sun and the moon fought, so there was a star war.
Oh, okay. Let's move on to the next one. So you give us the answer.
It's Lupita Nyong'o.
There we go.
Actually,
we actually had such a long conversation about this, and uh-huh. Zakes was right. Between the two of us, Zakes was right.
Yes,
because we sort of figured Nyong'o, and we like that has to do with sugar. Quite actually. Well done, David.
Inyongo is baile in English.
Yes. Well done. Now let's move on to the second one, shall we?
Great.
He was born in a prominent Kenyan family, and his name represents a paragon of freedom. He went abroad to study economics, came back to Kenya to do agriculture, and later took on to continue his father's legacy.
I think this is it Jomo?
It's Uhuru.
Okay, Uhuru is Jomo's sandal.
Yes.
Uhuru is Jomo's...
Kenyatta.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Right.
Is that correct? Right. Yay! Yes,
we do deserve this one.
All right, so yes, this is the third one, and it's the final one. I hope we get this right. You know, the worst thing about doing these things is that you tend to expose yourself whether you know or you don't know. So I'm crossing my fingers.
You guys are pretty good, though.
Okay, let's go.
I am known for being noble. My last name sounds like a body part. If I could live anywhere, I'd choose to live in a treehouse.
Ah, now this is the right answer.
Which one is it?
Wangari.
You're right. It's Wangari Maathai.
Honey, cha.
Well done. That is 2 out of 3.
Man. You did not.
I can't believe I'm gonna lose this.
No, you won't lose.
I'm gonna lose it.
Mina, David, I'm on your side. Hey, I'm on your side, ne?
Okay, great. Let's send me a message with the answer.
No, not like that on your side, hey. But here's clue number one.
One of the richest people in the world, a sainted billionaire, kinda. He is an entrepreneur and a business magnate, a founder, CEO, and a chief engineer at SpaceX, and also a co-founder of Neuralink and OpenL. And he is also born on the 28th of June, 1971.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the answer, David? David? Where is David now?
Oh, I'm here. I'm saying I struggled to hear that a little bit. Could you, like, tell me a little bit of what was said in the audio?
He's one of the richest. Let's play again.
One of the richest people in the world, a sainted billionaire, kind of. He is an entrepreneur and a business magnate, a founder, CEO, and a chief engineer at SpaceX, and also a co-founder of
Neuralink.
Who is it, David?
He is also born.
That's my boy. We were supposed to be flying out of here, but that Richard Branson dude beat us to it. That's Elon Musk.
Ah, okay.
We see you.
You know what? We need to try and make this a bit difficult now. I feel like this is my boy.
Yeah.
So sitting around the same table.
Hi guys, this is Sisi from the East, and I grew up in the villages in the Eastern Cape, and one culture that I think...
No, that's not the one. But this one, we're going to say the name. Not the name, but the clue of the person.
Sure.
Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Okay, she's got the hit that introduced her to everyone in the world, known anonymously as Dibuo.
What?
She is an R&B singer and songwriter from Pretoria while studying law at the University of the Witwatersrand. She self-released her debut EP Elements in September 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called Payback.
Oh my lord. I have no idea who that is. Who is it?
Would you like us maybe to like play you a song?
Yeah, sure, definitely. I'd appreciate that.
Okay, so we're going to play you a song that she released, and hopefully you will know the answer to this.
Are you ready?
Very ready.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Sounds familiar?
Clarity is clear to see.
This is the song that introduced her to everyone.
Man, I am flanking this like really bad.
That's enough, David.
You know what? Wait. I will. Okay, you've got 3 seconds, literally.
I should call Lane.
There we go. I'll give it
Lane,
to you.
Lane. Yeah?
Yes. Well done. Oh. I told you I was on your side. All right, so last but not
least. I almost missed that.
There we go. Yeah, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot just now. All right, so last but not least, this famous person from South Africa doesn't like being tickled, but will only make an exception for Oprah Winfrey. Now, he released his first book called Born a Crime.
Oh, he knows the answer.
Please tell me you know the answer.
That's the same dude that built the ark in the Bible, right? That's that Noah dude. That's the Noah dude.
Seems like you did your research. I am so happy you did.
Oh, man. No, I had to be as invested. I was coming on a dope show, so I had to do my research, you know.
Of course. We 100% agree.
Now that we've broken the ice, we're about to get into some hectically, insanely controversial conversations centered around tax payments, culture. I think it's going to be fun, you know. I think it's going to be something that we're going to engage in and make sure that we find an equilibrium to everything that we are facing. But we will do this after we come back from the break. 22 minutes past 11 o'clock. It's Area Code. We are joined by David, so make sure you stay with us all the way until 12 o'clock.
VolFam continues to keep you updated with things happening in and around your world. For more on our podcast, go to volfam.co.za and catch the COVID report. VolFam Moments and My Journey with COVID-19.
Hi, my name is Mpendulo Mfega. I'm the current VETS SRC president. We encourage you to help us with our 21 million in 2021 campaign, a campaign led by the VETS SRC to try and help students who are financially needy graduate, and not only graduate, but access the system. This money will not only help these students access the system, but it will touch lives back at home in rural areas, townships, and other areas that are financially stricken. Help us help those who can't help themselves.
This is the African Radio Hour, turning up the volume on the love of radio in Africa.
Hi, my name is David Uke from Nairobi, Kenya. I'm an author, an award-winning creative and poet, radio presenter, and voice of artist. Catch me on the Vow FM 88.1 on Monday, the 12th of July, with Pretty and Zakes for the Africa Hour.
Area Code, every weekdays from 9 to 12 p.m., only on Vow FM 88.1. All the freshest music. Yeah. 24/7. On Vow FM 88.1. Vow FM 88.1.
Hey, Shun Wengama. When I'm done, I'm tempo go to your pill and go with gum and good to racing your bong so they were fake. So go to let a man to take a cold drinking your face. I got to get the lelez, go spong on pef mulo must pay. Then I'm an police who go to my shell is cut on gains. I go to my jazz. I got young gang chat is cut. So go to let it down to my lumagasha le pants and cousins of Kalapi got on the look at a pants. Man getting your back. Umamu will you see? Got him for got your clean. I lay him ambitious in thin. So go to your shagula, Kali get you dwelling.
Love of soul,
impilo inzima njengoba ubona mathuna bonke la ekhaya bangishiya umntwana osemhlane yena ubabakhe wamphika kusele mina nomzukulu masamba kuyosala inciwo ngiyazi sisho sitha likhethu nalendlamu lo mntwana engimtetile nina wamshiya ekhaya lo nomdala uhlale buzu ukuphumama wahambe yofuna itoha kaphindanga wabuya ekhaya mntana wami kunzima kunokuphela iviki ngingadlile ngikhalela umzukulu abuya esikolweni elambile kodwa usebenza kanzima kuba nekusasa eliqhakazile ukuthi uphume enhluphekweni kodwa efundweni hlale ephasile eqinisweni mntana wami mina ngiyafisa ukuba kodwa abazukulu mina ngeke ngibalahle uyazi isifiso sami ukuthi bafunde baphase nalitha kula mntanami bengingaqondile ukuthi ukhala liyashona ngima kunamehluko yebe kukhuleni kwami nami ngakhula nginamaphupho ngiyathula nje ngilalele enkonzweni besha amahubo siqalekiso sami ubaba wabambele ntulo kwakhala nyonini la ikhaya basiqalekisa amathunanele ebaleni kushodela ami ngivalelisa bengingaqondile ukudabukisa ngiyaxolisa mntanama kuyona inhloso nje uqalisa namhlanje mntanama sasisiyolala sileni yinto enokungisiza ukuyothengisa erenkeni ngisivulela itafula qokelela osheleni kokunye nginokulala khona fuke ngithengise ekuseni kunzima mntanami sidla imbuya nguthi angilazi icala lami emhlabeni ngisoni kodwa sengivumile injabula ngithula ngikhulule mntanami uhambile angalinakashoni
past 11 o'clock. It's called Inhlupheko, Big Zulu featuring Umduduzi Ncube. Perfect music for the perfect conversation that we are about to have. I feel like abantu besifazane sebehluphekile isikhathi eside. For a very long time, women have been faced with different challenges. And it's a pity ukuthi we can't exactly find a way to then equalize and say, since we have this particular thing for women, men have this particular thing.
And I feel like law hasn't been fair to women. When it comes to law, it only favors men most of the time.
Yeah.
So where do we draw the line to make sure we are all equal when it comes to the law and everyone is the same?
Actually, just speaking of the law and women, I just recently watched a YouTube on IG during the weekend. I was scrolling down and I saw on leading ladies. A Kenyan woman was talking about FGM.
Okay.
And she was explaining the procedure. And I think I was just so taken aback by all these different things that are happening. And it just reminded me about how culture is everything, but at the same time, there are cultures that we need to do away with in this century, in this day and age.
I 100% agree, and that's the conversation we're going to get into when we have a chat with David. You can also join in Johannesburg on the conversation via WhatsApp 0840784912. But right now, it's just going 11:30. Gift Sekhopule is on standby with your news headlines.
With your news headlines at 11:30, I'm Gift Sekgopolo. Zuma asks Constitutional Court to rescind his jail term, and Gauteng Traffic Department urges motorists to remain cautious of ongoing protests. I'll be back with your full news bulletin at the top of the hour.
Voice of Vitz has signed a code of conduct that is enforced by the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, we are committed to broadcasting news that is accurate, comment that is fair, and programming that is not harmful to children, does not amount to hate speech, and contains no gratuitous violence or explicit sex. If you think we are not living up to the code, you may inform the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Direct any complaints in writing to BCCSA, PO Box 412365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-325-5376 or an email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. For more information, please visit www.bccsa.co.za.
VFM Drive.
There's a video on the internet where a very well-known musician, T-Pain, is detailing how Usher once told him that he has ruined music by using auto-tune. T-Pain also goes on to say that he realizes that the comment that was made by Usher was the reason that he ended up in a 4-year long depression. T-Pain.
Who's T-Pain?
Yo! Hey!
Well, guys, what's up? Who's T-Pain?
Who's T-Pain? I'm going to schedule a cricket as a sounding thing. Every time we speak, Jeff knows nothing.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder what is going on inside their head?
Guys, I'm sorry. Did I ruin content or not?
Vow FM Drive, every weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m., only on Vow FM 88.1.
Hi, my name is David Ayuke from Nairobi, Kenya. I'm an author, an award-winning creative and poet, radio presenter, and voice of artist. Catch me on the Vow FM 88.1 on Monday, the 12th of July, with Pretty and Zakes for the Africa Hour.
Area code, every weekdays from 9 to 12 p.m., only on Vow FM 88.1.
We are in the middle of Africa Hour right here on Vow FM 88.1, and we are joined by Kenyan David, who's in Kenya, and we are chatting all things FGM, which is a female genital mutilation, which is a procedure where the female genitals are deliberately cut, injured, or damaged, or changed. But there is no medical reason for this to be done. It's also known as female circumcision, or cutting, and by other terms such as sana, gunin, halalize, tahu, megrez, and kitan, amongst others. David?
We keep losing David.
And it's sad. David, are you there?
I am here. You can't hear me?
Now we can hear you.
That is so weird. Can you hear me well?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
I blame the somebody who doesn't want us to talk about FGM here.
Yeah. And speaking of FGM.
Yeah.
How's everything going when it comes to the female? What's the procedure of everything?
Personally, I wouldn't be in a position to know, but it's what I've had when I speak with a few women, especially in the Gemma community, where I know there's an article that came out recently. They talk about how, first and foremost, it's actually been part and parcel of the culture for a very long time. And one of them just talked about how it's so gruesome. You know, it's not something that you would want to just walk into for the fun of it. Like you said, it has a lot of cultural backing, a lot of nuance that is there that is cultural. So I wouldn't have any understanding on how it happens. All I would say is that it is not something that you want to see, at least in my understanding. And just to bring a balance is, I was speaking to a few people and they were telling me that when they were growing up, it was almost like normal for their grandmothers, their great-grandmothers to go through these things. And the unfortunate thing sometimes is you don't have the communication that passes down through generations where someone says, this is why we do this. Because when you have a template or some context and you say, this is why we do this, the most powerful thing about context is that you can look at it in time and season and say, okay, this one doesn't apply anymore. But if you remove context from any situation, people will be groping in the dark. You'll have the people who are saying, we must preserve our culture. Mm. And the others will be saying that this has nothing to do with our present day and time anymore. Secondly, I think by the time that something like this is happening, somebody should have that decision and say, I do not want to go through with this. Like, there's a very unfortunate situation, like what we were talking about in the Gemba community. Mm. A woman is 30 years old, guys, 30 years old. Mm. And her husband is the one who said, you have to go through with this. And when she refused, sure. 30 men forced her to get the cut. Mm. She's now bleeding uncontrollably all this time after. She's infected. And she said, I don't want to do this. Where is the liberty and the right of somebody to make a decision and say, I am no longer part of this. I don't want it anymore. And for your spouse to say, you know what, I'm a ride with you. And you know, I'm going to ride with you because, you know, you and I, we're one. You know, so I think that that's something that's a big challenge, because a lot of these things are not in isolation. These are people's daughters. These are people's sisters. These are people's, like, there's some relational aspect of community. And if you have community, then you have to have that aspect of saying, so-and-so has said no. It is their choice. We have said that we will stand by their choice. That, for me, is lacking.
You know, you're mentioning a lot about the procedure that happens that side, which is quite similar to a procedure that we have as well, which is uyentabeni for male in this side, and they get circumcised. Mm. But, you know, they don't get, like, injected to not feel the pain or anything like that. The procedure is almost just as brutal as what you are mentioning right now. So you know, these are things that I don't know, where do we draw the line? Where do we give people consent to say, I want to do it and I don't want to do it? Like, what are some of the conversations that we should be doing away with? Like, some of the conversations we should be having culturally, some of the cultures that we need to let go of. Because, I mean, given the fact that we are evolving with time, you know, what was good then won't be good now. What was bad then might not just be as bad now. So times are changing.
Yeah. Personally, on this side, some of the conversations we've been having in and around cultural practices, especially because some of us are now dads, you know, and some of us will have to either, you know, take our sons for that or not when they're young or when they're older. Some of the conversations some guys have been having, and they've been asking, like, when are you going to take your, you know, your baby boy for the cut? And some of them are saying, I'm not going to let them, you know, like, go and trap me in a bush somewhere like they did to me. I'm going to wait for him to know exactly what's happening. And I'll say, this is what we want to do. Do you want to do it? You know, and I felt that was interesting. That was an interesting thing to hear, where people are saying, you know what? We're going to sit down with our young ones, with our kids, and we're going to say, you know what? Let's have a conversation about some of our cultural practices. Mm. Let's have a conversation about some of the things that we used to do. Because even if you stop doing them, they'll interact with people who still do. And so they might be teased or made fun of, you know, and, you know, looked at as not being part of the people who have done something that you've probably decided not to do. And so it's important to have some of these conversations with your children, with the young people in your lives, so that they can know, what are some of the things we used to do and why hasn't it happened to you? And or why is it happening to you? But you've asked a great question about what are some of the cultures that we should do away with in 2021.
Mm. Yes.
There's something in Kenya, and somebody was sharing this on an audio, and it's called the Mtuwetu syndrome.
Mtuwetu syndrome.
Mtu, M-T-U, Mtu.
Oh, Mtu.
Yes, Mtuwetu syndrome. So what that means is, this is my person, this is my tribesman. Like, he can be the worst person. Like, he can go and shoot up a place and whatever. But if he'll go in front of the press and say, people of my tribe, we are being harassed. People of his tribe will say, yes, we're being harassed. It's that Mtuwetu thing for defend your person at all costs by any means necessary. There's a lot of it in Kenya. There's a lot of it in different African countries. For some people, it's tribe. For other people, it's other associations, clanism in some places. But that has no place in the society that you're trying to build out of merit. You know, you have to follow the rule of law, the constitution, and things like those.
Mm. On 0840784912, we're asking you, what are the cultures that we need to do away with in this century?
Get into the groove. This is Bow FM 88.1.
Let's take a listen to what you have to say about the cultures that we need to do away with.
For me, it has to be cancel culture. Honestly, I just feel like with cancel culture, it's not educational. It doesn't teach anyone anything. Instead, it's a culture that's out to push down black people, because it's never cancel a white person. It's always cancel this person for making this mistake, you know, as if we don't make mistakes. I feel like everyone makes mistakes, and the best way to move forward is if we educate one another and then move forward. There's no need for anyone to cancel anyone. There's people that actually lose their jobs over cancel culture. There's people that lose like so many things over cancel culture. So I really don't understand why it's still a thing in South Africa in this day and age, when we're all just pushing for everyone to make it and for everyone to succeed, you know.
This is really important, because when it comes to cancel cultures that we need to do away with, it's not only based on culture traditionally. There's other things that are happening in the world that are just culturally based. Like as you're mentioning, I would say on Twitter, there's a lot of things that are happening on Twitter, and it's cancel culture, as she mentioned. I don't remember, there's only one, if I recall correctly, there's only one person that's been canceled who was Caucasian. Remember when she was entering Miss South Africa, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, she was cancelled because of the tweets she tweeted previously in the years when she was still in high school, and there were tweets that are racist. Mm. And people in 2020, they were like, no, we need to cancel this person because she is racist, and she cannot be in Miss South Africa when you are racist. Mm. So when it comes to cancelling culture, I wonder, where do we draw the line there? Because it's not just a biased thing. It should be broad. If you are wrong regardless of your race.
David, come in here. Cancel culture, are we canceling that?
I think the reason, one thing I usually say about cancel culture is this: cancel culture exists because there's no accountability culture.
Mm.
If you have an accountability culture, then we won't need to have cancel culture, because a lot of the things that people are canceling people on, if we're to have an honest conversation about it, it's valid, one. The only thing is that sometimes somebody could have said it when they were like, what, 6 years old, 10 years old. Now somebody's like 40, 45, and, you know, their thought pattern has changed, their thinking has changed, they've made mistakes, and we all make mistakes, yeah?
Mm.
But if we had an accountability culture where by the time that person is 6 years old, they're in an environment that tells them, this is wrong, this should not be done, you've done a wrong thing, let me show you why this is wrong. Mm. Then we'll create ripple effects for generations. But that's one thing that we have a challenge with right now is we have cancel culture because, one, there's no accountability culture, but then also everybody's opinion is true. You know, this whole thing of my truth, man, I have a problem with that my truth thing, man. Like, you know, because someone will say some trash, and then they'll be like, do what you want to do with that. That's my truth.
Yeah.
And then when they're blasted, they'll be like, oh, you know, I didn't know what I was doing and stuff like that. Like I said, everything has context. Like I can come and talk trash to someone who I have no idea about. For example, you know, England, like with what happened yesterday. And then I start trash talking on my social media and stuff like that. And then I'm like, these kids shouldn't have played football. Black or whatever. And then you say, that's my truth. It isn't really true. There's no accountability there to say, you can't say this. This is wrong. This is bad. Like in our country, we have a lot of people who are also in the conversation about, should we cancel culture? Mm. And guys are like, let's only do that if you're going to hold people accountable. You know, and it's not just to wait for something wrong to happen and then you come up with a pitchfork. Because for every wrong decision that somebody consistently makes, there was something that was allowed when they were in their previous years.
Mm. I like the fact that you're mentioning accountability. That is very important, because with every right, you have a responsibility. And with every action, there's obviously an accountability that you need to be able to face, you know, a consequence after doing a certain action that you are hoping to put out there for your particular reason, but always know that whatever you do, there's always a consequence to it, whether good or bad. And sometimes it's never exactly what you think it's going to be, because sometimes you can tweet something without realizing that you're actually attacking someone and you were just trying to express yourself, which once again, you're saying, it's my truth. You're holding on to that. And this is my truth. Say what you want to say. I like that. I really, really like that. Hey?
I think it's because, trust me, the amount of mistakes I've made, if my books were to be open, like, I am a walking mistake book. Like, it is crazy. Like, from the time I was a kid, all the stuff I've said, all the things I've done, you know, like, if all those things were to be opened, I would have been canceled a long, long time ago, you know. But some people, I think for me, where you draw the line is, when you have done or said something wrong, are you still standing by it? Are you still justifying it? You know, because if you are, then there's consequences for that. Like, if I'm a thief, you know, like, honestly, and like, I steal from so many people, like, I can't sit with you because I'll steal everything from you. You know, I'll steal your lungs if I can. Like, if I'm that type of person, and then I get caught, and then people are like, oh, you know, kill his radio gigs and stuff like that, let him serve prison, and then I start calling that cancel culture, I'll be like, no, that's not cancel culture. That's accountability.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for 5-6 years. I knew what I was doing. When I got caught, that's when I want to say cancel. Nah. But if it's one of those things people did like a long time ago, and you can see a pattern of change.
Yeah.
If you can see a pattern of change, then some of these things you can say, you know what? Yeah. But also the onus is on the person. Can you come up and say, you know what? I used to be this way. And some people shy away from that because they think they're going to be cancelled for saying what they used to do.
So, David, you also had a chat with some of the Kenyans there about the cancel
cultures.
Yes, cultures to do away with in 2021. Yeah. Let's get into that when we come back.
Hi, my name is David Uk from Nairobi, Kenya. I'm an author, an award-winning creative and poet, radio presenter, and voice of artist. Catch me on the Vow FM 88.1 on Monday, the 12th of July, with Pretty and Zakes for the Africa Hour.
Area code every weekdays from 9 to 12 p.m. only on Vow FM 88.1.
Area code every weekday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on Vow FM 88.1.
You need a man to just stand up for you. So sit back, my girl, and let me rap it for you. The world can believe you're my boo. Two are we, I make the perfect couple and crew. Nyla, but her other no steal me, got cred. No one bad man crew said, two are we a bad. Can't believe how we stand up and blend. So show them when you're with me, the time is well spent. Time is well spent, the time is well spent. So show them when you're with me, the time is well spent. Back it up and just mash up my brain. Girl, me know you love for me, press on that frame. Wah,
wah. You call my name, you touch me there. You say you miss me, you touch me there. Only your love can touch me there, eh, eh. Wah, touch me there. You call my name, you touch me there. You say you miss me, you touch me there. Only your love can touch me there, eh, eh. You touch me there. You're not easy, take time, baby. Alone, I drive me crazy. Tight skirt, tight top. If I push back on you, will you make you ride up, ride up? Skin to skin, dance floor romancing. Shut on my body, baby, while I'm belly dancing. It's my cute face that always keeps you glancing. Don't you love when I'm turning you on?
You love it, girl. Your perfect body, girl. Must be mine. Wine where you possess my wire. Grip my right. To who are we? Yes, I'm in love. It's alright. The feeling where we share me, why express it tonight, girl.
Wow. Call my name. Touch me there, you say you miss me, you touch me there. Only your love can touch me there, eh, eh. Touch me there, you call my name, you touch me there. You say you miss me, you touch me there. Only your love can touch me there, eh, eh. Touch me there.
She touch me good, 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 good. The love she give me, that's why me stay glued. Promise me never change up, yeah. Me never could, yeah. Love where Uno make me smile. She never rude, yeah. Y'all. Me know your heart, yeah. Heart is so pretty, yeah. Love where we are right every time she up with me, yeah. Girl, you know me body, I ask for you, so give me, yeah. give me the wine where you possess, y'all. I'm in the baddest, me know you are the hottest, y'all. You got the maddest body in all the market, y'all. I like your heart until you are the hottest, girl. Cause you all on a big excite, y'all.
You call my name, you touch me there. You say you miss me, you touch me there. Only your love can touch me there, eh, eh.
As to why we absolutely love different cultures. This pioneering dancehall artist from Kenya, Redsen, featuring Brick and Lace's Nyla, Touch Me There, playing on a Vow FM 88.1. My name is David Ayuk, and I'm hanging out with the amazing duo right here. This is a place to be as we are chilling with Pretty and Zix. We're talking about cultures and what are some of the things that we should do away with in 2021. You can vibe with us on our social medias, but right now, let's listen to what a few people had to say.
In Kenya, women in the Gema community protested the mutilation of one of the women by her husband and 30 other men. I asked two people from the Gema community what their thoughts were on this, and this is what they had to say.
When it comes to FGM, the practice has been there. I come from Gema, I mean the Gikuyus. I remember when my grandmother used to tell me stories about the same. Just like a woman was never considered fully a woman or accepted in society unless she had gone through the rite. And she herself was very proud of having gone through that rite. This is something that has been going on, not just in the Gema community, but even in parts of Western Kenya. The cultural identity. And there are people who are very, very entrenched in it.
It's very unfortunate that even in this day and age, we still have cases of FGM. You see, the practice has no health benefit for girls or women at all. We have seen it have very severe consequences to the women who have undergone this practice. And one of them is FGM can cause severe bleeding and problems urinating, infections, as well as complications in future in childbirth that can also increase the risk of newborn death. It's unfortunate as a member of the Gema community to hear that this is something that is still encouraged and still is ongoing.
You see, not everyone is happy about when it comes to cultures that we need to do away in 2021. There's a lot of different ideas and different views when it comes to this, David, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like the lady you just heard from, she's one of the Gema community. She's talked about the FGM, but in and around the things to do away with in 2021... What we might say for one person, let's do away with this. For another person, they're like, don't you dare touch that. Like, she was talking about how there's this whole thing for kitu kidogo in Kenya, where if you want anything, you have to pass or slide a note and pay somebody on the side. If you're on a tender, you do the very same thing. And that, when you look at a meritocracy or doing things the right way, nobody wants that. But then the people who are benefiting from it, they will never say, no, you need to stop that culture. You know, people have built homes and stuff like that in hotels from that kitu kidogo thing and the bribing and the kickbacks, because that stuff is heavy around here. I don't know how it is on your side, Zix.
Let's take a listen to the voice note that people have to say about this.
For me, it has to be cancel culture. Honestly, I just feel like with cancel culture, it's not educational. It doesn't teach anyone anything. Instead, it's a culture that's out.
Sorry about the incorrect version of that, David. This is the one that we need to take a listen to.
Hi, guys. This is Sihle from the East, and I grew up in the villages in the Eastern Cape. And one culture that I think we should do away with in 2021 has to be ukutswalwa, which is the South African term for bride kidnapping, you know, the practice of a man adopting a young girl and forcing her into marriage. So, yeah, I feel like that culture is so expediency in a way, because, like, it was happening back then. Yes, it was allowed to happen back then when our great grandparent was still alive. I mean, why are we still keeping up with that trend even now? I mean, now we are living in the 21st century and we have rights, we have, you know, we are a new generation. Honestly, forcing someone into marriage, it's so disgusting in a way and so frustrating because it's against their right and, you know, it's not something cool. And I honestly feel like we should just cancel it. Honestly, it needs to be cancelled. Thank you.
Yeah, this is one of those things that have been going on for quite a long time. Mm. And to actually think that still in this very time, it's still happening, you know, in your areas, my rural areas where people are just taken for marriage purposes. You know, it somewhat feels like women are... price is not the right word to use.
It's like they are an object.
Yes, you know, and it's easy to just do whatever and whenever you want to do with them, which is something that we need to bring to a standstill when we're talking about our cultures that we need to do away with in the year in the year 2021.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I always say that every single person is half woman.
I like that.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Every person walking the earth is half woman. So don't respect a woman, you don't respect half of yourself.
Oh, David, why are you telling people you must have, they must know? If you could say that any louder. If you could say that any louder. But I
have to print the t-shirts, yeah?
Yes. We can get some t-shirts rolling.
Let's take a listen to more voice notes of yours, David.
Talking about cultures and the ways of doing things, I also asked, what things should we do away with in 2021 as Kenyans?
I'm going to use a Swahili word. This whole mutu wetu thing, case in point, we have political leaders, and of course, they come from certain communities. But whenever they are starting to be held accountable, they were furious as well. We should allow the constitution to have its way. Without looking that this person is from my community and they are being targeted. That needs to stop.
I think a habit that Kenyans need to let go, actually, to 2021, that we need to let go of is this habit of kitu kidogo for everything. What I mean by this is that it's very hard as an individual or even as a growing company or organization to get deals genuinely without having to have people asking for bribes or something small for me to be able to get my foot into the door. I think it's very frustrating because even now, and the unemployment rate in Kenya is very high because when you look for jobs, you'll always find that there's someone who's paid something to have their family members given opportunities without a fair competition or even having everyone, like having individuals send out their CVs and having the best person in. So I think Kenyans should really need to stop this habit of kitu kidogo, something small for everything. If you need help, you have to pay for it. If you need assistance or if you need a tender, you have to pay to get the tender. Once you pay to get the tender, the person who facilitated it continuously needs a facilitation fee from you. That is a frustrating thing that Kenyans need to stop. We need to fight fair and give everyone a chance to be able to compete and win fairly.
But I have one thing to say.
Yeah.
Number one, this is not, it's nice to know that this is not just happening in South Africa.
Yes.
Very, very nice to know that it's something that we can all stand united as Africa and say enough is enough.
Yeah.
So I think that is a very good point, and that's something that we've definitely learned from the situation. And another thing is, what I'm taking from this when you're talking about tenders and people giving Jojo money, bribe.
Yeah, bribes.
It's called Jojo.
Yes.
Jojo. What do we have Ikama here in South Africa as well.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what is it called? Payola or something. No?
Oh, yeah, Payola.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It also prides off your bribe.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. It's a very good conversation that we are having. Unfortunately, it's just that time is not on our side. We could go on and on and on. And David, it's been a pleasure, sir, having you. And we now know about Ujojo.
Yes.
Which is something that we are learning. And there are other words that you guys are using that side. It's just that time is not on our side. But it's been a pleasure having you.
Pleasure is all mine. Before I leave, I want you to sing with me Ntakufinya.
Ndakufinya.
Now go and check what that means on social media.
You know how it sounds like? It sounds like ngizokufinya, which means I'll wipe your snot.
No, you go. That's your homework. You go and check it, and then we'll connect on socials.
Okay, okie dokie. Thank you so much, David. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys.
Ah, it's about that time we love and live you.
Unfortunately.
And my name is Xtwala.
And I am Preti Ngwenya. That's Pretie underscore Ngwenya on the socials, on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter.
Till next time, have a good one. Gift Sekhopul is on standby with your 12 o'clock bulletin.
This is the African Radio Hour, turning up the volume on the love of radio in Africa. This Radio Days Africa podcast is a recording of a live radio show broadcast on the Voice of Wits during Radio Days Africa 2021. Click to radiodaysafrica.co.za for the full 5-show series and other great content.